It is Wednesday, November 7th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Eureka Springs, the Victorian mountain village, featuring various shops, galleries, tours, clubs, spas, and massage. Outdoor activities include horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and more. Information regarding activities and attractions, plus a vacation planner, events calendar, and newsletter registration available on the web at eurekasprings.org. KUAF is also supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, election 2012 results, and I'll talk in a few minutes to Roby Brock about what last night's results mean as we approach the next session of the Arkansas Legislature in early 2013.
But first, for the first time since Reconstruction, the Arkansas Senate will have a Republican majority. The GOP claimed the upper hand in the House as well, also a first since Reconstruction. The victories for the party set up an interesting legislative session in early next year as the newly structured legislature is seated during the final 2 years of Democratic Governor Mike Beebe's last term. The governor has stated an intention to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, but many Republican legislators and candidates stated forms of opposition to that plan. The switch in leadership in the Capitol could also mean battles over taxes and voting laws.
Arkansas highways will receive makeovers thanks to the passage of issue number one on the Arkansas ballot. The measure directs sales tax monies to improvements for state roads. Issue number two, a complicated measure about municipal and county financing strategies, failed at the ballot box. And issue number five, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Act, was turned back by voters but came close to passage, with about 52% of voters rejecting the act, about 48% casting ballots in favor.
Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan is returning to City Hall. The mayor easily won a second term over former Mayor Dan Coody. Mayor Jordan received 63% of the votes cast, according to unofficial results released just after 1:30 this morning.
Voters in Northwest Arkansas pass alcohol-related initiatives this election. Benton County will soon be wet after a measure to legalize the manufacture and sale of alcoholic beverages passed with two-thirds of voter support. Voters in Springdale, meanwhile, approve Sunday off-premise alcohol sales. Soon, customers will be able to buy beer, wine, and liquor at participating stores on Sundays in Springdale. Voters in Tawnytown also approve Sunday liquor sales, and Madison County voters have given the go-ahead to the sale of liquor in that mostly rural county. Unofficial counting gave the wet initiative in Madison County about 58% of the vote.
Arkansas is sending a unanimous GOP contingent to the U.S. House of Representatives. Steve Womack, the former mayor of Rogers, easily won a second term to represent the 3rd District. Political newcomer Tom Cotton won the 4th District by a wide margin, while incumbents Rick Crawford and Tim Griffin were reelected to the 1st and 2nd Districts, respectively.
Fort Smith voters approved overwhelmingly automated trash pickup for the entire city. Nearly 80% of voters voted in favor of that measure.
While President Barack Obama won re-election, his opponent carried Arkansas with a comfortable margin. Mitt Romney earned better than 60% of the Arkansas vote and placed Arkansas among the top states when it comes to supporting the former Massachusetts governor.
And early voting was a big winner in the just-completed election cycle. More than 25,000 people cast early votes in Washington County, and just under 25,000 did the same in Benton County.
Tonight, expect clear conditions throughout the listening area with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And on tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with lows around 50.